listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right. Welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, episode 11.
Yay.
I know. 11's my lucky number, so maybe this is going to be yeah, it's okay. Going to be our best.
This one will go viral.
That's right. Best episode yet. I don't know. I don't even know why 11's my lucky number, but it just is. So
I like it.
Here we go. So today, we're kind of winging it because I feel like we've been so prepared and so like on point with all of our other episodes. Today, we're just going to talk about hockey and some of the things we've been doing this summer and just kind of prepping and getting ready for the new season.
Exactly. Yeah. It's summer, so things are kind of a little off right now, so we're just kind of winging it and we're just going to chat.
That's right. I feel like this is the first season that we haven't done hockey, because obviously last year was our first hockey season that we actually played. So I really wasn't sure what to expect like in the summer and what was going to happen during the summer. And I really miss hockey.
I know.
I'm ready to get back into it again.
Yeah, we were both there last week for a skills clinic and it was like, okay, I'm ready to be back full time.
And it's weird because you know, it's probably like riding a bike, you know. You do it so much that once you start doing it again, it'll become second nature. But even we were talking, like, we got there and we're like, what goes first and what's on here and how do we put the equipment on? And, you know, it's just sad that it can just, like, leave your brain so quickly.
Yeah, but I don't feel like I know how to hockey anymore.
I got to get back into my hockey mom era.
Yes.
We're out of the hockey mom era. Now we got to get back into the hockey mom
era. Brief hiatus there.
That's right.
Now we're back.
Well, and I know that some of the older kids, and we've talked about this on previous episodes, some of the older kids have already tried out. They're already. You know, vamping up for their season. I wonder, which we have some friends that are on the 10U team. We need to see, like, when they actually start practice. Like, is that something they're doing soon?
Right. Or? I'm going to be interviewing one of those moms soon, so we can probably chat about that. Yeah. But, yeah, I do wonder if they start practicing earlier than we do. When did we start last year? Was it September?
September. I feel like we did tryouts in the middle or end of August.
Yeah.
And then we started doing
pretty quick
practices in September.
Yeah.
We also did house, and that was kind of on the same. House started a little bit later.
Yeah, maybe more October. So.
Yeah, you're right. It was in October. So I think, you know, depending on like what program you're doing or where you live, I'm sure it might be different. But I guess what's weird to me is like with the 10U, if they tried out, you know, in June, or I guess it was June or into May. Yeah. And you don't practice, and like, why have tryouts so early?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if they're trying to just get people before the summer rush when they're traveling, and it just schedule-wise lines up better. I don't know.
That makes sense. Also, at our rink, they pull up one of the things of ice. You know, the main arena, they pulled that
That's
up.
That's true,
so
too.
Maybe it's a scheduling thing.
Yeah, it definitely could be.
They had to be able to reserve the ice and do all that.
Right.
I didn't realize that was such a big thing. I'm sure that's something everywhere, but you know, all these guys that do, like, pickup leagues and, you know, the figure skating. I mean, there's one guy that he does, like, a pickup league for, like, my husband's age. And, well, not just his age, but, you know, men.
Adults.
Adults, men and women. And, I mean, like, he has to front the money to, like, rent the ice. And, I mean,
really?
People pay them back. I mean, like, when you play pickup, like, there's a fee that you pay him to play. But, I mean, he's taken on that.
Wow. That I kind of thought that was, like, a city thing. And they just, like, made money as it came in. I didn't realize an individual was fronting that.
Yeah.
I guess if he's got it to spend, more power to him.
Well, and then I feel like, you know, most adults I feel like would be honorable and like pay their money. But I have heard, you know, through the grapevine from my husband that like sometimes you have to chase it down.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it.
I wouldn't want to have to do all that.
Me either. Yeah. I don't like asking people for money, even if they owe it to me.
I know, right? I'm like, we'll just call it a wash.
Yeah, yeah.
Well. It's fine.
Well, and what if you didn't have the interest? I mean, I'm sure he does, but that would stink if, like, you put all that money up and then don't have enough people sign up to recoup your costs.
That's right. I guess that's the risk you take.
Yeah, I guess so.
Luckily, I think that the adult pickup leagues, I mean, they're really popular around here, surprisingly. I did not realize that until my husband started playing, that there are that many people that play all the time. There's a brother and sister that drive from Mississippi. Every single Sunday. Yes. Every single Sunday. They're on my husband's
team. There's
nowhere
in Mississippi, I guess.
I guess not.
Apparently not. Yeah.
Wow. And I guess they live, maybe on the more eastern side of Mississippi.
Sure, I guess there are parts of Mississippi, like near on the other side of Tuscaloosa, that aren't that far. But still, that just seems... I mean, like a lot.
Probably at least 3 hours.
Yeah, I would think.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
Again, that's like the southern problems that I don't think that people in the north really understand, that why would anybody drive a state over to come play here? Hockey. But again, we don't, like, that's just, that's the cards we've been dealt. So we've just got to deal with it.
Like two rinks in the state.
Exactly. And that's the thing too. Like when we talk about the summer, I mean, when, so we have two sheets of ice at our rink. One is being pulled up because they do other events. They, I think they're like repainting the lines and they're doing maintenance. They're doing a
rodeo.
They're doing a rodeo this summer. And so we only have one sheet of ice and everybody's trying to get ice time. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to practice or you wanted to get kids together, like you just, it's really, really hard to do anything supplemental in the summer aside from like actual practice or skills clinics that they're putting on. So it's a challenge to keep that momentum going with hockey for our kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's not like, again, like we said in the north where there's a bunch of different, not that I have a ton of experience up there, but I assume in my brain there's a bunch of different rinks. And then in the winter, hell, you can go skate on a lake, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never experienced that, but I hear it's a thing.
Have you ever seen a commercial? It's not a commercial, but I feel like I've seen it on TikTok or the Instagram reel or something where it gets so cold in the north that you can buy like a barrier. It's like a rink boards.
Yeah.
For your, like your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we have inflatable pools.
Yes.
And they have like portable inflatable ice rinks.
That's right. So, I mean, it was really cool. And I was like, I wish we could have that. But it doesn't get cold enough here.
No. I don't want it to get that cold, truth be told. But that would be cool for the boys to have.
Yeah.
Practice on.
For sure. I know we went to Tuscaloosa over Thanksgiving and they had an outdoor rink and there was this big truck that was like cool. I don't know.
Yeah.
There was a lot of science behind it.
Freeze it somehow.
Yes. Because it was like kind of warm. I mean, again, people who've never been to the South, I mean,
it can be 80 degrees on Christmas. Yeah. Easily.
Like you're wearing shorts.
Yeah.
And maybe like a sweatshirt outside. So
if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. So I think it was really interesting on Thanksgiving. Beautiful day. We went over there and I'm like, how in the heck do they keep this frozen?
Yeah.
But they did. They had this big truck. And I think like ice technicians, especially down here, I feel like they're probably a dime a dozen. Like there's not that many people that know how to take care of an ice rink, you know?
I wouldn't know.
I wouldn't either.
You gotta have a Zamboni.
That's right.
That's about as far as my knowledge goes.
I know. Because I'm sure there's lots of things underneath and tubes and cooling.
Maybe they fill it up with water and then I don't know.
And then like regulating the temperature because I mean it gets really really hot here and it's really humid. So they're trying to combat like the outside temperature with the inside temperature because I've noticed that it's colder. It seems colder in there now because it's so hot outside. But maybe I'm just a cold person. I don't know.
It may just be the stark difference
that
we're feeling going from the heat to the cold. And maybe we're not wearing enough clothes. I don't know.
I know. That's a challenge.
It is.
You know,
the
like,
layers.
What the heck do you wear?
Yeah.
There was one day when we took Blaine on a Saturday morning to his little skating class. And I had on like a pullover and I had on shorts. And I was like freezing, but then I was like sweating because I was outside and had this big like Sherpa pullover. But then I went inside and my legs were cold and I'm like, I can't get this right.
Yeah.
Because
it's a struggle.
It's a struggle. And I know that's like first world problem, but I'm like, I don't know what to wear. Do I just bring blankets? I don't know. It's, and then you don't want to sweat because like sometimes you have other stuff to do after. So people are like, why is this girl wearing a sweatshirt and sweatpants?
In Alabama in
June. Yeah. But you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So has there been anything that, you know, I know y'all played lacrosse and we're kind of doing some skills things at the rink. Do y'all do anything at home? Like, what is, like, how do y'all keep hockey in the forefront?
Yeah, we could probably do better. But Chip, I mean, will go downstairs and just hit pucks with his, we don't let him use his good stick outside on the concrete, but he has extra stick that he'll just go and hit pucks with. And sometimes we'll like play around with him. I don't know how much that actually helps his skills, but in our mind, it feels like he's practicing at least.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we just try to keep him active. You know, I'm guilty of screen time, don't get me wrong, but we try to, you know, have him do some sort of exercise every day and just not completely lose his endurance, because skating is an endurance sport. I mean, if you've ever gone ice skating, it wears you slap out, and it uses muscles that you don't even like think about using regularly. So we just try to keep that endurance up, and so he doesn't, you know, throw up when he first starts. That's right.
He gets tired. Does he just do it in like your driveway? Is that what y'all do?
Or when
do
he hits the pucks.
Yeah, like when he's practicing at home.
Yeah, just in the driveway. That's, we don't have, I mean, I know they make, I think y'all have one, don't you? Well, the little thing they can kind of slide on.
It's kind of a makeshift, but yeah, we have like a shooting pad that's like a, I mean, it's kind of small. But then my husband went to Lowe's or Home Depot and got like a marker board, like a white marker board that you put on your wall.
That was smart. And I hadn't even thought to do
so
that.
It's like bigger, and then we put the shooting pad on top of it, so it'll slide on that.
Okay.
But it's out on our screened in porch, and it got wet somehow, so it's kind of warped. But the little marker board part, I mean, it was cheap, so that's easy to like replace.
That's smart.
So, so we do have that back there. We have put it out in the driveway, and we've done inline skates, but kind of what you were saying, like, I don't know how much that actually helps, because, you know, it's not the same, it's not mimicking what they're doing on the ice,
right?
But like you said, like, is it just like keeping those, you know, those motions and keeping that like momentum going, like, this is how I hit it. And, you know, because standing on skates and trying to shoot and standing on your feet, I'm sure, are very different.
Very different.
And, you know, Stealth, he's really good. Like, he can make all kinds of goals when he's in his tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're trying to balance on skates, like, I'm sure that's a whole different.
It certainly changes it.
It definitely does. So I think for us, we like you said, we're trying to give him the opportunity. Like, we have a little net for Christmas. Yes, they got like little mini nets, because, you know, we have a younger one too. So two. You know, there's, you could spend a lot of money in like,
oh, for sure,
home training aids is what I'm gonna call it.
I mean, they make, there's, I get advertisements on Facebook all the time for different types of training aids. Maybe eventually we'll get sponsored by one of those companies.
Yeah, we can try it out.
Review it for y'all.
Right.
The goal.
Give our honest review.
Yes.
We have some little training aid that it has a special ball that, I think it's Bauer, but I'm not sure. And it has a special ball, and it has this little, I don't know how to explain it. I'll probably cut all this out until I get my thoughts about it. But it like folds up like an accordion, and then you pull it out. It's like a track almost.
Okay.
And it has these little sensors on it. And that ball, it'll like, it lights up, and it tells you like where to hit the ball through.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll have to show you.
That's cool.
I'm not describing it very well, but my husband's going to listen to this and be like, oh my God, why don't you know this is? That's right. He listens to our podcast, and he's like, oh, why'd you say that? And I'm like, I know.
Because we're amateurs.
Because I don't know. Really know. But I was like, that's what makes it authentic, because we don't always know. But anyways, it is like this little track, and it has lights, and it like counts how many times that you hit it through, and you had to do it so quickly.
Gotcha.
And we got that for Christmas. Santa brought that. And it was fun. Like, we all played. I mean, it's hard, though. Like, I was trying to do it. It's real hard. It's one of those things, though, you have the best intentions. You buy all this stuff, and at first you use it because it's brand new. Yeah. And then now it's like sitting.
Collecting this.
Yeah. So I think unless it's just like in your like line of sight all the time, or you make an effort to use it, it's really easy to just forget about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
That's kind of the biggest thing with us having our goal and stuff on the back porch, because we did have it down here in the garage and on kind of out in the driveway too, but he would just never come down here.
Out of sight, out of mind kind of situation.
So then if it was upstairs, he would eat, you know, sometimes he would like go out there while we were all like watching TV or doing whatever.
Yeah.
And he would go out there and play. And then like everybody would go out there sometimes. And I don't know, Chip might be better, but Stealth, he's not very good at like playing by himself. Like he's like, even if you're just like watching him, like he just wants you to like sit there and watch him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He just wants company.
He just wants company. And like, he doesn't, you don't have to do anything, but he's just like
that too.
You know, and we're like, I really don't want to sit here and just, I mean, I love you, but I don't have time to sit here and just watch you shoot the goal. So that's kind of a challenge too, because I feel like I have to like handhold him the entire time.
Well, and I don't feel like I have the knowledge base to like really coach him through anything. Like, you know, basketball. I played basketball. So I feel like I can, yeah, like, give him some pointers. And, I mean, even sports like football and baseball that I didn't play, I know those sports. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I wouldn't coach an older kid, but I can kind of teach my 7-year-old how to play.
Right.
But hockey is so new to me. Yeah. I still know so little about it. It's hard for me to be like, oh, you need to hold your stick this way instead. Yeah. Or make little corrections.
I feel like I just repeat what I hear other people saying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you need to bend your knees. Or you need to, like, when you shoot, the stick needs to be pointing towards, yeah, the goal. And I am like, I'm the worst about that. Be like, you need to do this. And I have no idea what the heck I'm even talking about.
Yeah.
But I've heard my husband say it, or I've heard, like, one of the coaches say it. Or sometimes, you know, he's doing stuff and I'm like, that just does not look,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, like, clear that that
but
is
like
not.
Like you said, I mean, I played softball and that was really it. But like you said, I know enough about football and basketball,
yeah,
that I can be like, you need, you know, you don't slap the ball.
Right.
But when you,
right,
dribble and this and the other, but.
And tell you how to shoot. And,
exactly.
Yeah.
But hockey's a little bit different because I have no,
yeah,
idea.
Same.
And maybe that's the advantage of people that live in a hockey-centered area, because they've probably grown up playing, or they,
or at least watching it, or, yeah, yeah.
Or they had a sibling or a dad or a brother,
right,
or whatever. And it's second nature to them. Here, we're all, like, we've admitted this 100 times on this podcast. We're learning this all together.
Yes.
Because we don't know. We just don't know.
Right.
I don't know. And so I think that's what kind of puts us behind, because you do want to help them, and you do want to try to, you know, not perfect skills, but just work on
improve
skills and
them.
Get better, improve,
yeah,
them. And I really don't know how to help him.
Yeah, same. Got to pay some money to do that.
I know. That's right. That's one reason we were paying for lessons, especially,
yeah,
when Cody was first, like, learning to play hockey. He was like, I can't help him. And a lot of times your kids don't listen to you anyways.
For sure.
You know, so we did. We ended up getting some lessons from Coach Dave. And I think we've talked about this too. Stealth does a little bit better either in like a small group or by himself. He gets easily distracted,
yeah,
when it's a lot of people. So we felt like it had more benefit, mm-hmm, for him to kind of have more individual attention. But even with that, being 7, like, we've probably not done lessons for maybe a month. Like, how far is he gonna, like, regress?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, if you don't do it all the time,
right,
like, do you forget?
Start to lose those skills.
Because you're 7. I
guess
mean,
we'll find out.
I guess
we'll
find out. That's the risk you gotta,
yeah,
take,
yeah,
right? But I do think it was good because we needed a little break. I feel,
absolutely,
like there was a time when it was kind of like, let's just do something else.
Yeah. I mean, we talked, was it last week or the week before when we were talking about burnout? We don't,
yeah,
want them to burn out on this sport that they love.
Yeah.
We want them to improve their skills and keep getting better and get lots of ice time. But we don't want it to be to the point where they're 10 years old and they're like, oh my gosh, please don't make me play hockey anymore.
Yeah. I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
And I want him to want to practice, and I want him to,
yes,
want to play, and I want it to not be me going, hey, we bought this training aid.
Right, you have to go use it.
We, you know, we have these inline skates, you need,
yeah,
to do it. So I think, like you said, it's a fine line between, like, encouraging,
mm-hmm,
and forcing.
Yes.
And, I mean, I feel
and
like...
being disciplined,
yeah,
but not burning them out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My husband and I were talking the other day because we had a friend that were playing another sport, and they're doing really good. They're 7 and they're playing baseball, and they've done really well in this,
yeah,
tournament. And I was like, you know, like, it's amazing what little 7-year-olds can do, and, you know, how you can, like, train them and,
yeah,
you know, get them to a certain level. And I said, what if Stealth ever wanted to play baseball again? He was like, he could do it. And I was like, why do you say that? He was like, I truly believe that if you can play hockey, you can play any sport.
Yeah.
He was like, I just feel like what you learn in the muscles and the strength and just all that put
takes
together.
So much coordination.
Yes. He's like, I just think, yeah, you'd have to learn the rules and there'd,
sure,
there'd be a little bit of a learning curve. But he's like, I truly think that if you start playing hockey, you can play any sport. But,
yeah,
I don't know if it can be reversed. Like,
sure, yeah.
I think it would be harder to go, like, I'm 15 years old.
And I want to play hockey.
And I play hockey. I've never done it.
Maybe if you're already a really proficient skater.
Yeah, that's true.
And you have another background in some other sport.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. Or you're just like a killer
really
athlete and just can,
yeah,
bounce around.
Right. You're just one of the, like, 1%.
Because it is. It's very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard. I know. I mean, again, my husband, I feel like I'm talking about him a lot today, but it's our anniversary.
So that's
my,
right.
He's
happy
on my
anniversary,
mind.
Cody
you.
And Morgan.
But he was a college athlete in golf, and, you know, he's always played a lot of sports and mm-hmm. loved sports and was apparently good at it. I don't know. I didn't know him back then. But he said that hockey is the hardest thing he's ever done, and it really frustrates him because he can't – not that he can't master it, but he's older, and he's like, I just can't –
He's not just automatically good at it.
No, and he's like, I'm working so hard, and it's like not enough. It's
Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games, and unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you, Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code Emily1027 to get 10% off today.
Hockey can really set you up for success to play any other sport that you want to play. It can build muscles and build confidence. And like you said, that just that mental acuity that you need to have for strategy and like learning all these skills, I think it can really set you up for success. And I think one good thing about hockey too is you can play it into adulthood. Like not every sport you can do that.
Yeah. I love that there are, well, depending on where you live anyway, there are a lot of adult leagues. So you can keep on playing even if you don't make it to the NHL.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's hard for me too because I want Stealth to be very successful, and I would love for him to get a scholarship or play at a collegiate level. And I think, I mean, I hope he gets there, even maybe on like a club team that Alabama has. I did some research not too long ago. There was only one person from Alabama that's ever made it to the NHL. I think I maybe said that on another episode.
That's okay.
So I mean, it's just like golf in Florida. Like lots of golfers, like PGA Tour players, come from Florida because they can do it all year round. You don't have
so many golf courses down there.
Like you don't hear very many. I mean, I'm sure there's PGA Tour players from Minnesota. I'm not saying there isn't, but they are only limited to part of the year that they can actually play. That's kind of how we are here. You know, hockey is obviously growing, but we just don't have a lot of the resources that other places have.
Right. They're already limited in the winter. Yeah. And then they tear up half of our ice in the off season. So it limits it even further.
And I think we are lucky that we've had some people at our rink kind of take charge and set up some skills clinics. So like once a week, we have some of our semi-pro players come in and they like teach them skills, and it's like all ages. And we've also had like camps, which we've talked about camps in the past. There's four camps this summer, which I thought was a lot.
Yeah. I think last year there was only three, maybe. Yeah.
I think originally there was two, and then they ended up opening up a third one.
That sounds right.
But that was nice because, again, it keeps them going. But you know what's sad about the camp? I only think they're on the ice for like 2 hours.
Right.
So they're there all day. And I'm like, what do you do the rest of the time? Hours.
Yeah. I think they do some off-ice drills, which is good. Maybe that's... we need to pay better attention to what they're doing off ice so we can kind of translate that to home.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eating lunch and breakfast and
playing kickball.
Yeah.
I think they make them run. And,
yes. I think they do make them run in the Alabama Heat.
That's right. That's nice. Yeah. But like you said, I think we maybe need to figure out like, what are they doing for the off ice drills? Cause I've asked Stealth and like, he can't regurgitate like what they're doing. He's like, I don't know. We ran to the black fence and back. I'm like, well, I'm sure you did other things.
I've heard about that a lot.
And that black fence
haunting
their dreams. But I think, I've even seen on like TikTok or Instagram, like I follow some hockey pages and they have some drills that you can do. You know, workouts you can do and all that.
And there's a kid that's probably... he's probably 13 or 14 now that Chip has followed for a while, and he'll post himself doing some off-ice drills. I can't remember his name, but he's just an incredibly talented hockey player. And so sometimes Chip will try to like emulate this, but we probably need to be more consistent.
Luckily for our kids, like we're into fitness and we're into health and wellness. So, you know, it's like monkey see, monkey do. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously I'm not doing, you know, off-ice drills that I'm sure he should do, but I do, you know, he sees me go to the gym, you know, Chip sees you go to the gym, and your husband and like my husband, like they see us try to be healthy. And I'm sure that y'all have conversations about, you know, like building muscle and eating the right things, like protein, like you need things to fuel your body. And so I think just keeping that positive encouragement to, you know, be healthy and work out your body, and sweating is good, and
absolutely,
you know, all those things, just to keep them healthy, even if they don't play hockey. Like, these are just good lifestyle
right
things we're promoting.
We just want to raise healthy children who then become healthy adults and not a statistic.
That's right.
Because America's a hot mess.
I know.
Especially the South.
Yes. I'm sure you see that a lot, like in your profession and your husband and his profession. Y'all are in healthcare.
Right.
And, you know, you see a lot of kids that are, you know, overweight.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
and hypertension and type 2 diabetes and diseases that we used to never see in kids that are now very common.
Yeah.
And that's mostly from sedentary lifestyles and eating terribly.
Yeah, our diet.
Yeah.
I know. And we've said before, you know, we're not against Skittles and ice cream.
Oh, gosh.
And,
I mean,
whatever.
Treat yourself.
Exactly.
And treat your kids.
Yes. But you also have to have that balance.
Absolutely.
And I think that's kind of like the key word for the past couple episodes. Like, everything is about balance. Mm-hmm. It's all about moderation, because anything to one extreme or the other can be a negative. So you're just trying to find the balance for your family. But I think, like you said, we want to try to make them healthy adults and, you know, like have those lifestyle, or not lifestyle, but those healthy
habits.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Healthy habits kind of ingrained in them.
Yes.
And not be like a challenge. Like, oh, I have to work out. Like, that's just what they do.
Yeah. I get to work out. It helps keep my anxiety away, and it helps me feel good. And I mean, they're never going to always feel like working out, but hopefully we're also instilling some discipline in them to know that if I keep at this, sometimes it doesn't feel great. Sometimes I don't want to do it, but in the long run, it's going to pay off and it's going to be what's best.
Exactly. I think sometimes I struggle with forgetting that Stealth is 7. And I know that sounds silly, but I don't want him to rush to grow up. But, you know, I'm like, oh, like we need to be doing these drills. We need to be doing this. We need to be more mature. We need to have all these, you know, ducks in a row. And then I have to remember, like, he's still 7.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a baby.
Our brain is not even, his brain's not even fully, maybe my brain, I don't know. My brain's not fully, but his brain is not fully formed to even understand.
It won't be for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes I get in my own head and I'm like, oh, there's a kid on TikTok and he's doing all these skills and look how good he is. And it's like, that's the highlight reel.
Right.
You know, like,
exactly.
They're not going to show
him falling down or missing the puck.
Exactly.
When Wes, my husband, recently we were talking and he said, you know, I have to be careful because I don't want to try to get my own validation through my children's success.
Yeah.
Because, yes, we want them to be successful and, you know, enjoy life and be proud of themselves. But ultimately, our validation should not come from our children's success. And that's a struggle. I think every parent struggles with that to an extent.
I think I really struggle with that.
Yeah.
I remember when Stealth was playing baseball or T-ball. And, I mean, he was like, what, 4, 5?
Yeah, a little boy.
Like a little baby. And he was decent. And I remember him hitting the ball. And I just remember feeling so happy.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, I love it when he does well.
Yes.
And I hate it when he does bad. And maybe I need to talk to Wes. Like, maybe I need to have a conversation. Be like, Morgan, you don't need.
And I think, obviously, we want to take pride in our children's successes. And, you know, we feel for them and their failures. We don't want them to feel beat up and feel like they failed. But I think it's a fine line, because you don't want that to be like how you get your own personal validation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
it's hard.
It is hard. And I feel like that, like, deep down, if I'm being like truly honest, I feel like I'm a good parent because my kid's good at sport. And that is not probably the right way to be.
Right.
But I think, I mean, I've sat there in the rink and seen kids that are no good. I'm like, man, it's not my kid.
Or I'm that. I'll be like, oh, they don't play travel. Well.
No,
like, I don't want to be like that.
Like, they're not on our team.
Well,
hope they don't
as committed as we are to this hockey life.
Hope they don't try out for our team because they're not good enough. I know, it's hard, is it not?
Yeah.
I guess the
and
fact
I would
that
be, I would hate if somebody was thinking about me like that. Like, I don't want to think about people like that. But those thoughts do start to creep in. Like,
You get a little,
I guess we're better.
I get a little puffed up.
Yeah,
my kid's good.
I'm going to pop my balloon.
That's right. I know. Our head's getting a little
Yeah.
Bit. But that's the truth, and that's honest. And I think that's good that we can admit that, because it's not a fun thing to admit these, like, ugly thoughts that we have sometimes. Yeah. But we're human. And I don't want any kid to, you know, fail or be upset or be sad. Like, I don't want – I'm not saying, like, we got – you don't have to, like, put out someone's light to make yours brighter.
Absolutely.
You know, but – you're right. Like, when Stealth used to do the lessons, we've talked about that. And there used to be another little boy that would come in and do lessons at the same time. And he did not play travel. He just played house. And he was like a year older than Stealth. And Stealth would just like wipe.
Run circles around
the ice with him. Yeah. And I mean, I remember being like, mm-hmm. He's so good. And that was just so bad. And that little kid wasn't bad, and like, and he would score, and I'd be happy for him. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not saying I was like, ugh, you know, being negative, but it made me feel good that Stealth was doing better than him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It is a struggle. And again, I can't let, because I think that you could take that to a dark place. I think that was probably what Wes was saying. Like, if you find that validation through your children and that's what you're focused on, it can get dark quick.
Yes.
And you don't.
That's just a lot of pressure to put on a kid for them to feel like my parents' happiness revolves around me succeeding in this sport. Exactly. And that's not why we want them, like, that's not why they should play a sport.
Right.
Just play because they love it.
I want to, it's like, it's almost like they don't love me unless I perform.
Right.
So I'm just this little monkey that's supposed to be out there, like, you know, doing my dance. And if I don't do it right, they're not going to love me.
Exactly. When,
you know, yes, that is just one part of why I love you.
Yes.
You know, like, I love to see you succeed because I know what that does for your confidence and things.
Right.
But hey, if you're not any good, or if something happens, like, I'm still going to love you
any less.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. That is. That's a struggle.
It is.
Something you don't think about when you have kids.
Right.
And I guess if he wasn't decent at sports, I wouldn't have to worry about it. But, you know, when your kids are pretty decent and they, like, have some athletic ability and you see potential, you're kind of like, okay, this is good. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Stealth is not always great about being pushed. I have to tread lightly because he's still kind of sensitive, which I think is being seven.
Yeah.
And I have to be really careful, and I still have to be like, that was really good, but okay, let's try it this way.
Right.
Like, I just have to be very careful to not be too critical on him. And I don't know if it's like a boy thing. Like, it's easier for me to be more like critical and hard on my boys as opposed to, like, I mean, my daughter's a baby, but still, like, I feel like I'm really worried about her, like, sense of self-worth.
Sure.
But I also don't want to be hard on my boys because they're boys.
Yeah.
And still screw them up, you know?
It's a fine line.
It is a fine line.
Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today.
So we've talked a lot about, like, at home, like, things that, you know, like training aids and nets and sticks and, you know, all the things that we can do at home. Like, we're trying to, again, just keep the momentum going. We've even talked about getting, like, I guess it's a PlayStation game where it's like the hockey. Do y'all have that? Like, where it's a little PlayStation hockey game? I don't know.
I mean, we have, like, the NHL hockey PlayStation game.
See, we don't have a PlayStation. We just have a Switch, and there's no hockey games for the Switch.
Oh, there's not?
No.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I guess I do feel like playing that has kind of helped him learn some of the rules and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not going to help him with his skills, per se. But that, and just, like, watching professional hockey both help him, like, understand, I guess, strategy and rules a little bit better.
What they're doing and understanding. That's one thing that is amazing, is that they have learned so quickly about, like, you know, this, like, stand here and stand here. And, like, just the strategy of it all. Like, kids are sometimes smarter than we think they are. They can handle a lot more than I think we think, but we need to maybe get an NHL game or something like that, because I think that would be just a good little supplementary thing, but that's kind of off the topic. But anyways, one thing Emily and I were talking about off the mic is, here locally, they have this new roller hockey league.
Yeah, for the summer.
Yeah. Is it roller hockey? Is that what it is?
I don't know. Are they on roller skates, or are they just like, is it almost like street hockey where you're just like, walking around. I don't know.
For some reason in my head, I feel like they should be on rollerblades.
They probably are. I just haven't investigated it enough.
But I also think that that might be wrong because if you looked at the information, it said that they were going to provide all the equipment. So there's no way they could provide rollerblades for everybody. Yeah. So
maybe it is just on foot.
It might just be on foot, which I guess would be good just for stick handling, puck handling, whatever you want to call it. I guess it's a ball. I don't know. What do they play with?
I don't know.
A little ball. Sorry. We don't know about it. We're talking about information here. Yeah. We did not educate ourselves on this. But I think that is something that places have had to implement in order to kind of keep that going.
Sure.
I know we might have talked about this before. In Pensacola, they only have one sheet of ice. And their coach, he does try to do some, like, inline skating or street hockey or whatever you want to call it, just to kind of keep them in the groove of everything. Right. So I think that that's cool. I know in Pelham, where this is happening, it's a city kind of program.
Right.
And
kind of at the mercy of the bureaucracy.
Yes. And I think that they're maybe just trying to keep the kids active and have something to do. I wonder how many or if there will be any kids that play this like street hockey and then want to then play ice hockey.
Yeah, that's true. It may garner some interest for hockey in the program. So
because we definitely need that.
Yeah, we need a goalie.
That's right. We need a goalie. Maybe there's been someone that has moved in or maybe I hope so. Who knows?
Or finished, learned to skate or learned to play.
Can do the goalie thing.
Yeah.
You're going to be a goalie. That's a big decision.
It's a commitment.
That is.
And that's a lot of stress. Chip played goalie a couple times in lacrosse, and it was terrible. I mean, like, he was fine. It was just so stressful.
He wasn't terrible.
I'm not saying he was terrible. It was just stressful. if that's what he wanted to do, I'd be all for it, but he decided it wasn't his favorite position. So
I wouldn't want the stress, but that's
– Yeah.
I think some kids maybe thrive under that stress.
Absolutely.
But not me. That would be not – if I missed – the puck and I let them score, I would feel like I let everybody down.
Right.
Like same. I mentally couldn't handle that, I don't think. So not for me. Stealth, I feel like would be, I don't know if he would pay attention long enough to, you know, he'd like be past him. He'd be like, what happened? Like, the puck just went by.
You gotta watch.
But yeah, like pay attention.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I think that having that roller hockey, whatever it is, I'm sorry, y'all, we don't know what it is, but the street hockey.
Off ice hockey,
yeah, whatever you want to call it, that is something that they're trying to implement. We'll try to dig into it, not that y'all care, but it's just something that maybe they offer in more southern states because we just need to just fill the time that we can't do ice hockey with something that's similar. But I really don't feel like in the North y'all have to worry about that.
No.
I was talking to one of the moms that they moved here from Minnesota. Her name's Emily, too. And she said that, I mean, there's a rink on every court. I mean, there's so many. And then when they play, they all play each other. So, I mean, and the only time that they travel really far is if you're, like, on, like, the really, really, really good travel team.
It's more like baseball is down here, I guess.
Yes. Where you can play locally, travel. You know, you're on, like, a travel team, but you play, it's more like our house.
Right.
You play, which our house only had like two teams. But anyways, and then if you actually travel really far, you're really, really good.
Yeah,
so
it's like the elite level.
Yeah. And I don't even know we're a B team, obviously, but I don't even know how many A's. Like, you know, there's like double A, single A, triple A. Like how many?
Like in our age group, it's just A and B.
Okay.
That's all I've heard anyway when we've been at tournaments, but I could be completely inaccurate about
that. I wonder if there's like more, like as you get – like, as you get so many people,
you know,
like, in the North, like, do they have better divisions?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Probably, I bet.
I don't know, because, like, we're just trying to, we just need a goalie.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just trying to get as many people to play as possible.
Scrape a team together.
That's right. You have the off-ice hockey. Again, Emily and I might dig into that more.
Yeah.
But that was not something we were ready to commit to this summer and add to our schedule. Just we have so much other stuff going on. And I think it was nice to have a healthy break
from
hockey. And then now we've taken a break and then we can like slowly but surely get back in and then it'll be, you know, full swing in the fall, winter. But another thing that we were talking about is our rink has stick and pucks where you can pay and it's open ice and you can actually have a stick and a puck, obviously. But if there's also like freestyle skating where you can't have sticks and pucks, like you can go skate, but it's more for figure skaters. But the stick and puck, there's nets and they have pucks out there and you can actually play. But the only negative is it's like in the middle of the day.
Right. And so there's, on a weekday.
On the weekday. So there's really, I mean, unless you just have a very flexible job, mm-hmm. it's really hard to get there. And I think probably that would be beneficial. But then also, like, there's probably not any goalies. I mean, you're really just out there skating and shooting.
Yeah. Which is good. It is good. You need practice on that.
So. You're exactly right. And again, we've talked about this, like my husband plays hockey and I feel like it would be beneficial for him to take stealth to mm-hmm. a stick and puck. But how many times do you listen to your dad?
Right.
If he was like, okay, we're going to do this drill. I feel like he'd be like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to skate and play. Yeah. So, and like we said, we don't want to just force him to do it. But at the same time, this is the time we could work on some skills.
Yeah.
So maybe it's like we need to. Maybe not a lesson, but like someone else's dad needs to take them out. You know, like Cody
or
can
take... older kid that plays or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Like one of the older little 12-year-old and just say like...
some kind of pickup.
Yeah. Like do drills without them knowing they're doing drills.
Yeah. Just make it look like they're just playing with the big kids.
Exactly. I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. We need to talk. We need to find a mom that's willing
to
do that.
We need to post in the Facebook group or something.
That's right. It's like a big brother, big sister kind of thing. Like, we need a big brother hockey player that will just go and help them
work on their skills.
And challenge them. And, like, race. You know, like let's race. Yeah. Or, you know, all them things that little kids like. That they don't realize is beneficial.
Work. Yeah.
That's work. That's right. and then there's also the dreaded, the dreaded public skates that you can go to.
Yeah. That have gotten increasingly more and more crowded.
Yeah.
I feel like when we first would go to those, there wouldn't be that many people. But now it's like everybody can just skate in a circle and there's like no space.
No. And it's just not that fun, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like when I would go to the public skates and I would actually skate, I could only turn left. Like I couldn't turn right because like when you skate, you always
go to the left.
The
same direction.
Yeah. Is it to the left or is it? Yeah. You always go to the left.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
counterclockwise.
I feel like I was really good at like turning that way. And then when I had to turn the other way, I'm like, this is awkward because I've never had to turn that way. I do think that my husband wants to take our almost 4-year-old and do some public skates.
Yeah, get him some practice.
Just get him some practice. Get him out there. He likes to go. I feel like he's kind of been left out because you know he's done some skating and he really likes it, but he's just not quite old enough to really do little toros or really understand. Like he can just. You know, go back and forth. So I think it would be good to just continue to get him going. But, you know, it's a challenge. And that's what's hard about living here and wanting your kid to thrive and be good and grow in this sport. Where other sports, I feel like it's easy to keep going and play. And
again, leagues year round.
Yeah. Like you can play baseball in your backyard with your dad.
Yes. Also true. Yes.
You can throw a football with your dad or your mom. Mm-hmm. But here, it's just... it's not that easy.
Yeah.
So we're trying to just keep it going and keep them engaged and try to have fun with it. But it is a challenge. So, but we would like to hear from you. Like if there's anything else that we missed that maybe y'all do in other states or other places that help your kid just keep on the hockey train during the off season, we'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And please like and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those all the platforms?
All the socials. All we don't have a Twitter or X or whatever. Oh, yeah. Does that still exist?
I have no idea. I'm not a member.
Don't me either.
So don't look for us on there.
Join us next week on Hockey Moms Uncensored for our next off-ice episode. Yeah. Look forward to chatting with y'all then.
Yeah. See you then.
Bye, y'all.